Ohio State has put out a new ticketing policy for football. And it's similar to what other people have done, but the more money you donate, the better seats that you're going to get. But they've also increased the prices of tickets. Now, student tickets are going to stay the same at $34 per game. Can you see this happening across the board where people are pricing, you know, increasing prices? But how delicate a balance is it between doing that but pricing yourself out?
Yeah, that's a good question because, you know, one thing that's going to be critical this year especially, but I would say moving forward in the coming years, is revenue generation. You're going to see a lot of athletic directors hired that's like really a specialty of theirs, particularly like fundraising. But there's other ways to raise money, and some of it is, you know, incremental ticket increases. You know, because the college sports fan is, I would venture to say more willing to take it on the chin than most sports fans, you know, especially like pro sports. They generally have a stronger commitment and connection to their school. And so, you know, incremental increases, I think, are definitely going to be there. Also, you know, for the schools in the group of five, not the non-Power Five schools,
right?
I think you'll see other kinds of increases like student fee maybe going up. You know, there's a lot of these athletic programs in like the Sun Belt Conference, the Mid-American, Conference USA, you know, that a lot of their program is subsidized by student fees and money from the school. So I think you'll see increases in those. Because, I mean, you know, if you have a school of like 30,000 students, I mean, you know, you can make a lot of money for an athletic program off of student fees, whether the students really notice it or not.